All right, the president of the United States has an obsession with calling all of the women in Democratic politics low IQ or like low functioning. He has all of these nicknames that he applies mainly to women in Democratic politics. In the middle of the night on Air Force One, he was attacking AOC, Jasmine Crockett, and a few other key people as quote unquote low IQ. Now, this is largely because they just held a rally in New York for Zohran. Well, AOC did, with Bernie Sanders and a few other rising stars in the Democratic Party. I want to show this clip to you in 1 second, but let's just start off with Donald Trump attacking them relentlessly while he's en route to Japan. Just think about this. Like, Japanese officials are waiting for the U.S. president to touch down. This is somebody who is supposed to hold a lot of respect on the world stage. This is supposed to be an intelligent person who will make comprehensive trade deals with them. And Donald Trump, rather than like prepping for this meeting, it's just calling women in politics low IQ and demeaning names. Take a listen to this clip.
A great group of people, which they don't. They have Jasmine Crockett, a low IQ person. They have AOC's low IQ. You give her an IQ test, have her pass like the exams that I decided to take when I was at Walter Reed. I took, those are very hard, they're really aptitude tests, I guess, in a certain way, but they're cognitive tests. Let AOC go against Trump. Let Jasmine go against Trump. I don't think Jasmine, the first couple of questions are easy, a tiger, an elephant, a giraffe, you know. When you get up to about 5 or 6, and then when you get up to 10 and 20 and 25, they couldn't come close to answering any of those questions.
Dude, he's talking about the cognitive tests at Walter Reed Medical Center. When he's talking about elephants and giraffes, it's literally like identification quizzes. Like, what is the animal here? I'm not even joking. People in the replies are showing the cognitive assessment, and it's just animals. And he's saying, oh, you know, the animal part is easy, but once you get up to part like 4 or 5, it gets a little bit harder. Dude, how are you going to brag about them being low IQ, and then you're also bragging about acing a simple cognitive test? Someone in the reply says, apparently the president doesn't realize these are not IQ tests he's taking, but it's a measure of whether or not you're experiencing cognitive decline yet. Yeah, thank you. That is a very good way to put it. Now, let's contrast that with the way that the leaders of our party are speaking. This is AOC talking about immigration. This is how Democrats should message about it. We need to have a strong stance about the border, because if we don't, then it allows right-wingers to fill that vacuum. But we also need to have a strong stance on how amazing immigration and having multiple cultures in America is, like this.
This city was built by the Irish escaping famine, Italians fleeing fascism, Jews escaping Holocaust, Black Americans fleeing slavery and Jim Crow, Latinos seeking a better life, Native people standing for themselves, Asian Americans coming together in Queens, in Brooklyn, in the Bronx, in Manhattan, in Staten Island, in this country, in a vision to build the freest, toughest, and greatest city on earth.
There's a lot of energy in New York and in the Democratic Party due to Zohran, AOC, Jasmine Crockett, a few other key players. Meanwhile, Donald Trump on Air Force One is talking about how he could potentially serve a third term by, you know, being the VP, running as the VP. But then he points out, you know, the main problem with that is it would be a little bit too cute. It's a little bit too cute of a way to run for a third term. Like, there's better ways to do it.
One theory on how you might try to serve a third term is that you could run as the vice president.
Yeah, I'd be allowed to do that.
Is it the White House, or the White House counsel, to your legal position?
No, you'd be allowed to do that, but I wouldn't want, I wouldn't do that. I think it's too cute. Yeah, I would rule that out because it's too cute. I think the people wouldn't like that. It's too cute. It's not, it wouldn't be right.
One theory on how...
It wouldn't be right because it's a bit too cute. Not because it's unconstitutional or illegal or because your approval rating is so low, you just wouldn't win anyways. But in this clip, Donald Trump then gets asked more about his trip to Walter Reed, where he took not the IQ test, but the cognitive test. And he asked, he admits he took an MRI there.
The readout from Walter Reed mentioned advanced medical imaging. Did you get an MRI? Can you tell us what
I
that
did.
Was?
I got an MRI. It was perfect. Yeah. I mean, I gave you the full results. We had an MRI, and in the machine, you know, the whole thing.
Yeah.
And it was perfect, yeah.
Can you say what in particular they were?
You could ask the doctors. In fact, we have doctors traveling with us, but I think they gave you a very conclusive. Nobody has ever given you reports like I gave you. And if I didn't think it was going to be good, either I would let you know negatively. I wouldn't run. I'd do something. But the doctor said some of the best reports for the age.
Some of the best reports the doctors have ever... No one's ever seen an MRI test like this before. Donald Trump then continues to rant about how he does not want to meet with the Canadian Prime Minister, Mark Carney. He doesn't want to meet with Mark Carney. You know, he's not interested because of this ad about Ronald Reagan. I don't even want to rehash this, but Ronald Reagan was pretty anti-tariff. He applied tariffs selectively, and now Trump is lying about that. But okay, so he says he doesn't want to meet with Mark Carney. Then moments later, Donald Trump says... He might meet with Kim Jong-un, though. I want to play you the Kim Jong-un portion of this because it's absurd how Trump isolates us from our Democratic allies, pushes them away, and then always entertains the idea of meeting with Kim Jong-un, or actually meets with Vladimir Putin without getting any concessions. If he met with Putin and he got concessions in that meeting, I'd be like, okay, maybe that meeting was worth it. Maybe he shouldn't have rolled out the red carpet, but I see what he's doing. But no, he rolled out the red carpet and got nothing. It's gotten worse.
Mr. President, you talked about North Korea on your way here. Have you heard anything back from him?
I haven't mentioned it. I haven't said anything, but I'd love to meet with him if he'd like to meet. I got along great with Kim Jong-un. I liked him. He liked me. If he wants to meet, I'll be in South Korea.
Would you extend your trip in order to try to meet?
Say it.
Would you extend your trip in Asia?
Well, I hadn't thought of it, but I think the answer would be, yeah, I would do that, sure. It's our last stop, so it's pretty easy to do. Yeah, I would do that.
Again, nobody knows what the point of meeting with Kim Jong-un is. It just legitimizes him on the world stage. And if you're not getting any concessions, if you're not getting anything, like if you're meeting with Putin and you sign some sort of 6-month ceasefire or something, anything, and if you meet with Kim Jong-un and you have some sort of deal that has them denuclearize or anything, that's different. But when Donald Trump met with Kim Jong-un during his first term, it legitimized him as a leader on the world stage. And then secondly, Kim Jong-un accelerated his nuclear program because he realized the United States was toothless at the time. And it's not like Biden really stepped it up with Kim Jong-un in any meaningful way. I have a lot of criticisms of the Biden administration, but overall, Biden kept a steady hand and held the line when it came to our Democratic allies and built coalitions like NATO. So there's a lot of good that came from Biden's term as well. And Donald Trump is just undoing it all. Here's him talking about Elon Musk saying it was, quote, a bad spell. Elon had a bad period. Let me remind you, in this period, Elon went mega viral, like hundreds of millions of views, a billion views probably worldwide, for saying that Trump was in the Epstein files.
I think it's good. I mean, you saw that during Charlie's beautiful tribute. Elon came up. It's good with Elon. I like Elon. I've always liked Elon. Elon's good.
Have you talked to him since the memorial?
On and off a little bit. Yeah, very little. Nothing much. Look, he's a nice guy. And he's a very capable guy. I've always liked him. He had a bad spell. He had a bad period. He had a bad moment. It was a stupid moment in his life. Very stupid. I'm sure he'd tell you that. But I like Elon, and I suspect I'll always like him.
I just want to clarify. When Donald Trump says Elon had a bad spell, we cannot sane wash what was happening here. Elon Musk was walking through the White House on ketamine, actively high on ketamine, with a reported drug box. And while taking these drugs, allegedly, according to all of the reports, he was making wacky policy decisions, basically controlling the power of the purse by unilaterally slashing USAID and other things. It is all absurd, and I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate the videos we make on the Adam Mockler channel, all that I ask is that you subscribe below. We are heading to 2 million subscribers. We're going to try to get there before the end of the year. I love you all, and I'll see you in the next one. Peace out.